I think I'm the last of, well, nearly the last generation which will sort of do that and not think it's demeaning, which I don't. I thought of myself, and I think he would agree, as having performed a proper role in most of his jobs. And if I compare that with what I might have been, which is, I can't think what, I don't know what, I've had an infinitely more interesting time, and I think contributed to his career. So I don't feel embarrassed about it at all. I think I did something that was worthwhile. I really feel that I did something that was worthwhile.
It's almost unpaid employment.
It is,
isn't it?
Completely. It is. But it was more natural in a way to my generation, because not nearly so many of us went to university, you see, or were qualified. So we didn't have the expectations of the next generation, which, if you've got a lot of degrees and you're highly qualified in X, I can't think what, you know,
yeah.
Like my daughter-in-law, who's a senior economist with the World Bank, I can't see her doing that role at all, but she would try and fit it in. But I didn't have other distractions in a way, and this is what we both decided at the beginning of our marriage, this is what we wanted. And you have a lot to do as a political wife. A lot to do as a vice chancellor's wife, I can tell you, an awful lot. And then Gibraltar full-time, you see.
So in Gibraltar, you were sort of organising the house.
Yes, organising the house, entertaining, welcoming people, having them to stay. I mean, I had my own life as well, but it was in between. And then also being involved in all the most of the charities there, including being president of Corona, which again was back to the beginning, you know. So it also tied in very well.
So what was the atmosphere like in Gibraltar then?
It was good. They don't like the fact that the Spanish want them to become part of Spain. So there was always that undercurrent of worry. But the Gibraltarians themselves are very friendly, very gentle people, except when they get a Mediterranean rush of blood to the head. And then they demonstrate outside the convent. And, you know, and Richard used to ask the leaders of them in. And we used to give them a cup of tea and settle them down. That completely took the wind out of their sails. They didn't quite know what to make of this, having a cup of tea with the governor, when really they were meant to be yelling and throwing things at him. But, so yes, I had a proper role there, and as I say, a lot of work with the charities. But then I very much had my own friends and used to go off with them when I had a spare morning, spare afternoon. They're very, very keen bridge players, so they taught me bridge. So if you can't beat them, join them. So I learned how to play bridge.
And beat them.
I'm not sure about beating them. But I certainly had fun there.
And your charitable work, was it, what sort of...
Well, they have a very, very charitable little community they are. There's the Red Cross, Save the Children, Corona, Cancer Relief, and then local charities, Friends of the Local Hospital. I went visiting there, all that sort of thing. A lot of that went on. I think they probably raise more money per person for charity than any other country in the world. They raise so much. And there was a disaster, as it might be, that earthquake in Algeria. I bet they're collecting for that now. And they'll raise £5,000, easy as pie.
Fantastic.
Extraordinary. And then I visited the old people's home, you can imagine.
Fantastic.
Extraordinary. And then I visited the old people's home, you can imagine. All the sort of things in a way that I've been doing as a constituency wife. Good practice.
So when you had to leave Gibraltar, I mean, how did that come about? Was that just a...
That was the end of a 3-year posting.
Sure.
And then we had a very dramatic leaving. The naval ship again, drawing up alongside, and the bands playing, and sort of guards of honour to be inspected, and then getting on board and standing waving goodbye to them with gun salutes from the rock, a flotilla of all the little craft escorting us out, and the tugs all firing their water hoses. I don't know if you fire water hoses, but anyway, spraying their water hoses. Most dramatic. I couldn't believe it was us. Quite extraordinary.
A real sort of celebratory.
Oh, yes. Absolutely amazing. Quite extraordinary. You know, it's something, again, I mean, all these things, I think I've been so lucky.